Because the attitude is a product of our inner consciousness, right? But then again, the attitudes can be motivated in two ways, materially and spiritually, right? You may say, well, in Krishna consciousness, it's not really material because we are not expecting anything in return. But even then, you know, this attitude can be materially motivated. For example, somebody is out distributing books. But he is distributing books with an intention of getting some recognition, that I will be seen as a big book distributor, right? And now this attitude is materially motivated, right? It may not be motivated by gross material desires, but subtle material desires of distinction, adoration, and profit. Now, the problem with that kind of thing is that unless we change that attitude, we won't be able to do it for very long. On the other hand, you know, when one distributes books simply in order to spread Krishna consciousness, he wants to give the books to people so that they will read the books and understand the importance of Krishna consciousness and become the devotee. So you see the difference, like, you know, both are distributing books with apparent enthusiasm, but one's motivation is material, whereas others is spiritual. And that, in this is just an example, and my point is that that principle can apply in every sphere of service. Therefore, we have to consider the service that we are rendering, what is the motive behind it? Is it external or internal? Material or spiritual? Does it answer your question? Okay. Thank you all very much. So